This is the podcast for people that believe they do not need to change the world. We believe it's all about becoming the most effective version of yourself in the moments in life that matter the most. This is
the Inner Changemaker Podcast. Instead of changing the world, change their world. Changemakers! What is going on, everyone? Hope you're all having an amazing day, an amazing night. It is your man, your host, Jay Wong, from The Inner Changemaker, the show that you are listening to right now. Do everything you can to leave your legacy behind. This is one of those topics that it's hard for me not to even get emotional bringing up and just saying the name, do everything you can to leave your legacy behind. It's been a little while since I've sat down in a room, and even though we're doing this on a Facebook Live and our private Facebook group, if you're not a part of that, please go ahead and join the legacy-driven entrepreneurs. There's been all these things that have been happening over the last week or so, week and a half, that have really, really brought this topic back to light. And I just wanted to come on here and share a little bit of that. And so for those of you that follow me on Instagram or you just follow some of my travels, you know that we left Vancouver last week and now we're back in Toronto for just a few short weeks. A lot of events going on, a mastermind going on. And during that time in the last week, I got a chance to hang out with one of my private clients, Carol. And Carol just launched the So Much More podcast, which is really, really exciting for her. She sent me a print screen a couple days ago, seeing that she hit the number 50, I think it was 51 or 52 spot in the health category, which is pretty amazing because we all know how competitive the health category is. And one of the things we've never met before, thanks to the power of the internet, we started working together. And she messaged me. She said she was going to be in Toronto. I was already in downtown Toronto. So I said, hey, let's meet up. So we met up. We met for the first time, took a bunch of photos, had a drink together, was just kind of chatting. And one of the things that Carol brought up was that, you know, she's so proud of herself for, you know, following through with the podcast, working with our team to be able to do so. And she, at this time, she didn't know that her podcast was going to be ranked in the top 100. And, you know, she said, Jay, one of the biggest reasons I started this podcast was because I could leave something behind for my children if anything was to ever happen to me. It's this outlet for her to be able to create the content that she wants to create and ultimately get out the thoughts and ideas that we all have, you know? And I know if you're listening to this, and if you're watching this, regardless, you have those ideas. You feel that little nudge, you know, on your shoulder or inside of you that you are meant to do so much more. And, you know, I've been there. Carol's been there. And as we started sharing different stories around how we were able to break through, it became so evident to me that that is what we're all chasing. At the end of the day, if anything was to happen, if we go through that, you know, that hypothetical question, right, of, hey, what will happen? Like, what if today is that last day for you? You know, what if this piece of content is the last piece of content I ever create? You know what I mean? Like, how do I want to show up? You know, I'm going to do a class right after this recording session, but how do I want to show up in the class, right? And like, I think about that, and I think about all those self-help platitudes that we've all heard, you know, in terms of chasing your passion and being operating within your unique ability. And I think at the end of the day, it's just so, it's such human nature for us to want to leave something behind, for us to, you know, leave a footprint or a handprint and say, you know what, we were here and look at what we were able to create. And I think we should do everything in our power to do that, to want to spread positivity, or want to share our ideas, our insights, our perspectives, our stories. And, you know, if you think about, if that's like the mission, if that's like the end all be all, that's like the biggest, you know, goal that we're going to spend the rest of our life just trying to master and continue to put out great work. And, you know, Stephen Pressfield says, like, you're, you know, the body of like the war against art, right? Like, you're choosing to churn pro versus being like an amateur. So you're choosing to do great work every single day. And sometimes it means you're not going to get recognized, you know, especially a lot of times in the beginning. You're going to have all those self-doubts. You know, you're going to have people around you criticize you. Your friends are not going to understand. Your partner might not understand. Your family certainly won't understand. And it's not, if you really think about it, it's not their job to understand. It's your legacy. It's your message. It's your words that are coming out. It's you getting nudged on the shoulder. It's you getting pushed to share the message. It's no one else. So how could you get mad at all these other circumstances around you? Right? How can you get mad at life and obstacles and people not believing you? Of course that's going to happen. You are this crazy individual. It certainly feels like you're crazy, right? You're not actually crazy. Though I do have a saying that all crazies attract other crazies, right? And the truth is you have this gift, this thing that you want to be able to put out there. It might be a podcast, I don't know, right? It might be a channel, a YouTube channel. It might be a blog. Maybe you just get really turned on around like writing, right? It might be like a product. Maybe you have to create something and give it to the world. I don't know what it is. But when Carol said, you know, she did the podcast because she was allowed, it gave her the permission to kind of, you know, be yourself and then leave something behind for her children. She has three, you know, beautiful children. Some of them are teenagers, some of them are a little younger. And it's just amazing for me to think about that. And the more I think about it, the more I go, you know, I get it. Some days are hard. You know, I moved back here and I'm staying at my parents for a couple days before I go back to Italy. Like there's all these things that come up when I'm back, you know, in certain environments, right? And I know for those of you that are listening, there's certain people that when you hang out with them, it triggers you all over again. You know, it feels like you've made no progress, you know? And for some of you listening, it's your family that triggers you. And I know I'm definitely there with you. But no matter how bad it is, no matter what's going on or how things are might be going against you or with you, just know that you are doing this to be able to leave something behind, to be able to say that I was here and this was what my perspective was. And that's just it. It's just it. It's not whether it's good enough. It's not whether it's right. It's just how you see it. And by sharing it, by raising your hand, by putting yourself out there, you are already stepping into the best version of yourself. You are already tapping into leadership, change-making abilities, being that individual that people look up to. That's what it means to speak up. That's what it means to grab the mic and be able to get your message out there. It's not that I'm in the business of launching podcasts. We're in the business of helping you figure out what that special sauce is. What's that thing that you do that's so unique to you? And if it's a podcast, and that's awesome. You know, we have some products and services to be able to help you with that. But if it's not, I just want to be able to push you and encourage you to share that with the world, no matter what it is. It could be photography. You know, I'm terrible at taking photos. You can just ask my girlfriend. She's always upset at me for taking the photos. But whatever it is, I implore you, like, you have to chase it now. You have to go for it now. Every single day, every single moment needs to be about, what am I going to leave behind? You cannot take days off. Okay. You cannot, you know, and there's a difference when I say that. I mean that, yes, you should have free days. Yes, I believe in high performance. Yes, you should, you know, play and have those days where you're just thinking. But this is a constant journey. This is a journey and a commitment that you are committed for the rest of your life. You are going to be able to put out the best work. And I'll leave you with this. You know, a few weeks ago when we were still back in Vancouver, you know, Francesca and I, my girlfriend, we were eating lunch. We're eating brunch. And, you know, there was an old man that fell down. He was kind of across the street, and, you know, a couple people around him, they raced over, they kind of picked him up. And then, you know, the ambulance came, and then they wanted to make sure he was okay. You know, they sat him at the bench. He was like sweating. He had a little bit of blood, but nothing too crazy. I think he might've like scraped his knee. But he like fell, and we were on this like slope, right? And I looked at it and I felt really bad for the guy. But one thing that struck me was that, man, when we are you know, when we're that old, and it's not about age, right? It's just about sometimes our body, you know, just doesn't, or is not able to do what we're able to do today, or what we're able to do what years ago, right? And some of you can probably attest to that. And I was watching him, and I have no idea how old he was. You know, maybe 80, 85, like old, like whatever you picture as an old person. And I thought to myself, man, if I don't become relentless at chasing my dream today, when am I gonna do it? Like when? Like seriously, when is a better time than now, right? And I know it sounds so cliche. It's like, when is a better time? Like the power is in now. It's being present, right? But like, I don't want to have that level of regret. I don't want to be able to still have energy and my gifts in me and not be able to move and not be able to share, and then for me to start hating on myself for not going after it because of being scared when I was younger, or you know, thinking I wasn't good enough, or thinking that I wasn't ready. You know, the truth is, we're never gonna be ready. You know, one day you're too young, most days you're too young, and then one day you're too old, right? And all of a sudden, we can't do the same things that we're able to do. So if you're young and you're listening to this, when I say young, I mean like, if you got energy, if you're getting fired up from listening to this, if you're hearing, as passionate as I can be for this episode, if you're hearing this, then I implore you to go out, to create that legacy, whatever it is, to leave something behind for your children, for your children's children, to be able to record, to use your camera, to get on your phone, to do things like this, where I'm going live in a group and I'm gonna be repurposing this as a podcast and I'm speaking to you, however, whichever country you're in. I implore you, go after your legacy. You won't regret it. It's gonna take you to some amazing adventures, and I just can't wait to see you when you get there. And I can't wait to see you in the hunt with me. I'm in the hunt with it as well. I'm looking to, you know, always get better. So I appreciate each and every single one of you. If you got anything out of the episode, please, wherever you're listening to this, just send me a note on any social media. It's at the J Wong. If you feel like you got some great value out of this, I'd appreciate it if you leave us a review on whichever platform you're listening to podcasts on. But that's what it's about, ladies and gentlemen. It's about going after your legacy. It's about creating that. And it's about leaving nothing in the gas tank. I can't wait to see what you're able to do. And I can't wait to see you in the Legacy Driven Entrepreneurs Group. We'll talk to you later. Bye. Want to discover how you can begin to tap into your inner changemaker and become the leader for the important people around you? You can now grab a copy of my new audio training, How to Be the Leader You Truly Are, for free at www.theinnerchangemaker.com/leadership. Inside the training, you will find my top 3 proven strategies from millionaires and billionaires that have been featured on the show. And by simply applying them, I was able to go from sleeping in my parents' living room to leading and running multiple successful businesses, and began an endless journey of impacting those closest to me. You can do it too. Go to www.theinnerchangemaker.com/leadership to get your free copy now.